Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's been on the program a couple of times. It's great to get to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, NFLradio.com, NFL Insider. Michael Irvin is joining us on the line, who has had many battles with the Green Bay Packers and the Bears, for that matter. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys?
We are geeked. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but we have taken the biggest station in Chicago that does sports and the biggest station in Milwaukee and Wisconsin that does sports, and we're all at one location, like on the border, and everybody's getting ready for the 200th meeting between the Packers and the Bears. You've had familiarity with both. So give me a sense of what it's like to play a big-time rival in a game that has a lot of meaning at the end of the season.
Well, and especially – with a game that has so much history. You just talked about the 200 meeting between these two teams, and both of these teams are sitting right there fighting. That's one thing we got to do. I got to give the NFL credit for what they did when they started making these division games late in the season to get rid of. Remember, because we had gone through a lot of years where teams were basically sitting players towards the end of the year. That gave you a real bad little low before the playoffs came. Now you get from week 12 on, you get important games, and it runs right into the playoffs. So I kudos to the NFL for making that change. And wow, just what you guys are doing, it makes everything and blows everything up to that kind of size where you're doing these co-ops just to get fans from both sides, getting them engaged, so you can start the fight before the fight Sunday. There's nothing greater than that.
So you have had a chance to break down a lot of film regarding Aaron Rodgers. And as a wide receiver, one of the criticisms that many heap upon the receivers here in the Green Bay and Wisconsin area is Aaron's got one guy, Davante Adams, to go to, and nobody else is getting separation. Then we hear that the analytics say, no, the Packers wide receivers are getting separation, and Aaron Rodgers is just not getting them the football. What is it about a trust and a relationship and a familiarity between a quarterback and his receiver and vice versa that makes him throwable?
Well, let me tell you how that works out, because you got to figure quarterbacks, especially guys like Aaron Rodgers, guys like the guy I played with, Troy Aikman, the one thing they hate more than anything, you know what that is? Interceptions. Interceptions. So they do find a comfort zone with people that they believe can go get the ball. But what I think more than anything, the comfort zone also comes from the people they know that no matter what, come hell or high water, they won't let the other dude get the ball. I didn't take an incomplete. I know there were times that we had practice and we would get in a new receiver and he would go run around and Troy would throw the ball. And the guy didn't fight hard enough to prevent that ball from being intercepted. Now, listen, Troy's as straight and as calm as anybody. That's the one time I would see him blow his top, because that's what these guys want. When we talk about trust, it's about being where you're supposed to be, but also doing everything you can do to make sure you come down with the ball. And if you don't get the ball, the ground gets the ball, but nobody else gets the ball. That's the kind of trust you're talking about between Aaron Rodgers and Devontae.
The analytics say that Aaron Rodgers' game is not where it once was. Tell me what you see.
Well, I still see one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Now, early in the season, I've never seen him look that uncomfortable running an offense. And that's what happens when you've been so comfortable with an offense and then you start doing something new. Now, remember, that's why when Peyton Manning went over, he took his offense with him to Denver, because you wanted to give him plus him in his comfort zone, so they allowed him to bring that offense over to try to mash those offenses together. But this was something new for Aaron Rodgers, man. So I dig it. I thought he hit the nail on the head. He said at first it's going to start off rough. But even rough, and you got Aaron Rodgers, you still got chances to win games. Because even if it doesn't go smoothly all game, as long as you're in it late in the game, he can do the thing that he does, make that last drive and win that football game. And he's done some of that this year.
Hey, Michael, by the way, we're talking with the great, the Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, part of our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, and he's brought to you by the Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans as well, the new gas-powered Sprinter. Michael, you have been able over your career to find soft spots in defenses and look at the analytics in that particular sense and say, okay, my matchup is here, my good matchup is there. So as a wide receiver, because I'm trying to analyze what this Packers defense is doing or not doing, because the middle has been problematic. Are you just simply trying to get a wide receiver or a good athletic tight end on a linebacker and exploit that matchup and move the sticks? What has been so influential in this defense regressing over the last, say, 8 games?
It's so funny because, man, I tell you, man, early on, it's all we heard about was the Smith brothers. You know, when they playing the Cowboys, the Smith brothers, and they're still playing well. But teams are these offenses now. It's incredible how they're designing plays now, you know. And the truth is, that's why it's changed so much. Well, we're giving up timing and accuracy for mobility because of all the different things you could do with offenses. Before, you used to have to drop back 3, 5, and 7 steps, let that ball go, because on the back end, they were separating people from the football. You know, you got to get ready to take that hit. Now, since they have defenses, receivers, all of these things, you can't hit people, you can't touch people, you have to wait for them to come down. We get a chance to design such exotic offenses because you don't have to worry about the timing of the throw. Since nobody can separate you from the ball, they have to wait on you to come down with the ball, and that, I think, makes it difficult, very difficult, to demand the middle of the field when you can't separate. Because now you got guys running across the field, stopping and going back the other way. That was never the case in the NFL because you couldn't time that up right. Timing was so crucial. And now all these exotic offenses are coming in. This is why we're getting an influx of college head coaches that can come in and play, because it's not about the timing of the scheme. It's about the design of the scheme and team and offenses.
In this game, real quick before I let you go, you got a really good defense in the Chicago Bears. You obviously have an offense starting to get its own in the Chicago Bears, but you got Aaron Rodgers on the other side, and you got a decent, not great defense out of the Green Bay Packers. When you go to pick a game, do you just look at the quarterback play and say, you know what, I can't pick against Aaron Rodgers at home? How would you see this game playing out?
I do look at the quarterback play, both sides. And even in this game, it's difficult, even though Trubisky the last 2 games have played pretty good football, you know, and it's starting to come around now to say, hey, I can't be a long-term answer, or I certainly deserve more investigating to see if I'm your long-term answer. He's done that the last couple games. But when you got Aaron Rodgers over there, you know, no matter what, and trust me, I've seen it too many times down in Dallas, he will come back and bite you right in the tail. There's no doubt. I will take Green Bay to win this football game.
Michael, you're the man. We certainly appreciate it. If we don't talk again between now and Super Bowl, we always look forward to seeing you down there. We'll see you in Miami. Hopefully it's on South Beach and at the Convention Center. But otherwise, keep on doing what you're doing. We appreciate it, pal, okay?
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer and the Radio.com NFL Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. He is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. And that was Michael Irvin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.